Thank you, Mr. Les, for giving out those beautiful hints. We really enjoyed it. So last time I was up over here, it was maybe 1 or 2 months ago. I don't remember exactly, but I was talking about Jacob. We looked into how God actually made Jacob to rely completely on him and not rely on his own plans. Because we were going through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the most common three names we're going to see in New Testament and Old Testament as well. So last time we looked into Jacob, but this time we are going to look into life of Abraham and how he knew God, or Abraham and him knowing God. Because Abraham is one of the really important characters in the whole story of the Bible, of whole redemption, of whole resurrection, and also the coming of Jesus Christ as well. Abraham do have a really important place in Jew history, also in Islamic history as well. We can look into that, but we don't have a time right now because we want to look into Abraham's life, and I'll be mostly focusing on some of the event happened in Abraham's life and not focusing on just one event. Because we want to know that what actually happened with Abraham and how he knew God. So there's a one sentence which is really common, and we will be able to find that in a lot of books, that Abraham was mentioned as a good friend of God. Not just in Bible, even if we go to biblical literature, you're going to find that sentence a lot of time, that Abraham was mentioned as a good friend of God. Now, there are actually 5 stages to become a friend or to know someone. First stage is we just barely know the name of that person. We can look around. You're going to find out even in your assembly or where you work, there might be some of the people where you just know their name and nothing else. That is the first stage of knowing someone. Second stage, you had a couple of talk with him or a couple of conversation, but you don't know anything personally about that person. You know what he do, you know where he lives, but you don't know anything other than that. So that is the second stage. It's more than just knowing the name. The third stage of knowing someone is you had a lot of conversation. You know that person. You know what his beliefs are, what his faith is, and what his thought process is. That is the third stage of knowing someone. And the fourth stage, which is really important, you have a long history with that person. For example, Mr. Les over here and Desmond, they know each other from a long time. They are involved in this church for a long time, and they do have a long history. And that is the fourth stage of knowing someone. The fifth stage is you completely rely on that person. You know that that person knows better than you know yourself. That might be your parents, father, mother, your maybe brother and sister. They know you better than you know yourself. And we're going to see that Abraham actually went through all those 5 stages. And that's how he knew God. The first stage was just barely know the name. And we are going through the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 2 and 3 only. That was the first stage of Abraham knowing God. The book of Joshua, chapter 24, and verse 2 and 3. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, your father, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendant and gave him Isaac." So, this is a really important part of Abraham, that he was not a believer. Even though he was from the godly line, he was serving other gods, as it is mentioned in book of Joshua chapter 24 and verse 2 and 3. That he was serving other gods and God called him out. At the time, Abraham just knew that, okay, there is one God, He called me out and he followed. He didn't knew that where he was going. He don't know what God's plan is. God just called him out that I will give you one land. And that was half of the whole story which will God tell him later on. So he was called out. Abraham had no idea. But he was one of the most important characters in the whole story. Even if we go through one book, which actually Mr. David Gray gave me. So the name of the book is Changed Into His Likeness. And it's written by Watchman Nee. So it is written in that book that God's whole movement to undo the consequences of the fall begin with Abraham. Because the whole story started with him, calling him out of serving other gods. And that's how much important that character is. And we can relate this same situation with ourselves as well. At some point in our life, we got called out. Or maybe some of the people over here, they are still in the first stage. They just knew the name of God. They just started to know Lord's name. And he even... So we are going through that stage. We went through that stage in the past where we just knew the name of the God. But that was the first stage of knowing God by Abraham. Now, we have to move forward with the second stage. The second stage is where he had a couple of conversations with God. He knew that what God do. And that happened when we look into Book of Acts. Chapter 7, verse 2 and 5. Yeah, I'll be moving between New Testament and Old Testament because Abraham was mentioned multiple times in the whole Bible. So, Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 2 till 5. And he said, "Brethren and father, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia. Before he dwelt in Haran and said to him, 'Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession. And to his descendant after him." So, till this time, now God talked to Abraham twice. First, when he called him out, Abraham was new to God. He didn't know him completely. So what he did, rather than completely coming out of that land and going to the exact land which God showed him, he tried to come out of that land and stayed in the middle with his father. That's why in the book of Acts, it is mentioned that he came out, lived with his father for a moment, and then when his father died, he finally moved to the land which God showed him. We go through that phase as well. Because the second stage is one of the most important. Over here, God is going to call us. There will be a lot of resistance between us, maybe with our family, when we started to believe in God. It's happened with most of the people over here, and it will happen those who just started, or it will happen in the future as well. When we started to follow God as our Savior, the second stage happened. We knew Him, we read His verses, and we had a couple of conversations with Him, and that's when the world started to stand against us. And that still same thing happened with Abraham. He got the resistance, or he had to face some difficulties, not just resistance. Because first, he was told to leave where he was living, his nation, his place. Then, he was told to leave his father. Then, he was told to leave his nephew back, Lot. We can look into that story as well. And then, he was told, or he actually left the whole wealth behind as well. Because even in the Bible, it was mentioned that Abraham was a wealthy man. Even though he was living in tents, he had a lot of gold, he had a lot of animals and everything in abundance. So he was called out to leave his wealth behind, and also near to the end or before the actual passage which happened in the past. So he was also called out to leave his son Ishmael behind. But he obeyed. That was the second stage of his life of knowing God. Abraham was tested multiple times during this phase because he was new to God. He just had a couple of conversations. He didn't knew God completely. So he had to go through a couple of tests. And the first test happened actually in Egypt. When we can look into that if you want, or you can go through those verses in your personal time. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Because during that time, what happened? He was in Egypt. He went there with his wife. And he told the king that his wife is his sister, just to save his own life. And he failed that test because he was new to God. He just started to go into that difficult phase where he had to face everyone. And he didn't know the whole story. God just showed him, I will give you one land. And Abraham was like, okay, the land is coming to me. I don't know where that land is or how I'm going to get to that land. How my descendant will be the owner of that land, even though I don't have any child so far. So that was the second stage of Abraham knowing God. And he failed that test because he was new to God. And most of the people actually fell during that time when they were new to God. They received, they just got to know God's name. And then on the second phase, they face a lot of resistance. Okay, everyone is standing against them. And that's when most of the people fail. And that's why the second stage is most important. And then comes the third stage of Abraham knowing God. The third stage is he started to know how God actually thinks, how God's thought process works, what God actually likes. And that happened with us as well. So this third stage actually happened when we go through book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 14 till 17. Book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 14 till 17. And the third stage is happening right now. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendant forever. And I will make your descendant as the dust of the earth so that a man could number the dust of earth. Then your descendant also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and width, for I give it to you. And right before this moment, what actually happened? So Abraham talked with Lot that, hey, we need to separate now. You can pick up the land. Now, Abraham knew that he made a mistake when the first time he got tested in Egypt. The second time, now he knew what God actually thinks, how God actually thinks. So that's why rather than him picking up the land, the rich land, he gave Lot the option so that he can pick up the best land. And Lot actually did the same. He picked up the richer land near to Sodom. And he was like, okay, this is really good plains. There are good pastures. I can take all my animals over there, all my flocks and everything. And that's why Lot actually picked the good land. And then God talked to Abraham and told him, hey, look everywhere. Even the land which was given to Lot at that time will be yours in the future. Because Abraham passed this test. Rather than him picking up the land, he gave the Lot option to pick up that land. And then the third test happened just after this as well. Because Lot decided to live near to Sodom. And in the future, when Sodom got invaded by a couple of kings, and they captured Lot. And rather than Abraham telling him, hey, it's your problem because you decided to live in that land. And now you have to deal with all the kings and stuff. Abraham actually went out with 300 persons. And saved Lot and also got all the gold as well. And now Abraham knows God that how he thinks. Because he is in a third stage of knowing God. And at that time, what he did, rather than keeping all the wealth, he gave the tenth portion of that wealth to Melchizedek. We can look into that story as well, but that's not the focus today. And The second time he gave the wealth to the king of Sodom, that this wealth is not mine. He just gave it away. Why? Because Abraham knew at that time, during the third stage, that God do have better plans for him. And God knew him better. And now, when this whole thing happened, these multiple tests of God testing Abraham and Abraham knowing God better day by day, that's when he entered the fourth stage. The fourth stage of sharing personal challenges or sharing some personal history. Because you can see, so far, Abraham never asked anything God or never questions his decision. He just obeyed. And in the fourth stage, when he is closer to become a friend with God, or he is becoming a friend with God, this thing happened in book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 2 and 3. So fourth stage is right now, where Abraham is sharing a lot of history with God. He moved out of his father's place. He went through a couple of tests. And now he knew God better and God knows him better as well. So in book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 2 and 3. But Abraham said, "Lord God, what will you give me seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer and Damascus." Then Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." So God told him, "I will give this whole land to your descendant." And God... And Abraham was now at the first time he asked God, "I don't have any kid, my own kid. How this can happen to me?" Before that, Abraham never asked anything to God. And now he's closer to God. So he asked a really intelligent question, that, "God, I'm within your plan. I'm willing to do that. I'm obeyed you so far. But my question is, how this whole thing is going to happen? I believe in you, but how this is going to happen? The descendants are going to be the one born in my house." And then God said to him, and God revealed the whole plan to him. Or when we go through the same chapter, Genesis chapter 15, verse 4 and 6. So it is written, "And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, 'This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.' Then he brought him outside and said, 'Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall your descendant be.' And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness." And that's the fourth stage. He was accounted as a righteousness because he believed, and God, he asked God as a friend that how it's going to happen. "I'm with you, but how it's going to happen?" And God explained to him that, "Okay, this is my plan. I'm not just giving you the land. I'm giving you descendant as the number, same as the stars as well." And Abraham instantly believed that. And that's why that was accounted for him as righteousness. And so now Abraham knew the whole divine plan, what is going to happen in his life, that the people, those were born in his house, are not the descendant. And here comes the hard time. Now God told him that, okay, he will have a son. He's almost 75 years old right now. And here comes the test, waiting of 25 years. So after this, he waited till he turned 86. So he waited for about 11 years. And then he was like, "Okay, God told me that my own son is going to be the descendant, or he is going to be the owner of that land. Let me try to help God out." He took a suggestion from Sarah, and then Ishmael born. He was trying to help God. He was trying to take the steering in his hands. That, okay, I'm going to help God. God showed me the plan. There will be my descendant. But he didn't knew that the whole plan was him and Sarah included, not just him. And he actually failed that test in the fourth stage, where he knew God better. He made some right choices in the past, and God knew him better as well. But still, he was trying to help God. And this is the phase when most of the people actually took baptism. Because we started to know God better. We know that God knows us better as well. And we seek for, we already passed through that phase when we were testing, we were the world was against us. We already passed that phase, and now we are in the fourth stage, and most of the people actually take baptism during this phase because they are closer to the God. And sometime, if something really bad happens, or if they have to wait for a long time, and the people fell after this as well. Because there was a one scenario, actually, it was one evangelist in one of the conferences giving example that one person got saved. He was a drug addict. He was alcoholist. He had a lot of drug issues. And he got saved. And he took a baptism. He was dried in front of God. Then he went in front of all the people and declared that he got saved. It is God that is doing all the things within me. And he gave his testimony. And within a month, he fell again. Why? Because there was a lot of... Now he is living with the guilt that he claimed in front of all the people that God saved me, God is my savior, and he made a mistake again. And that same thing happened with Abraham as well. He acclaimed God is everything. I'm doing everything for God. And he, just before this phase, God actually accounted him as a righteous person. And he made a mistake over here that he tried to help God by giving birth to Ishmael. That was not in the God's plan, not in the divine plan, because Ishmael was not included in that. It was Isaac. And Isaac was born when Abraham was 100 years. So fourth stage and the second stage is one of the most important one. And then comes the fifth stage, the final stage, where we know that God knows us better than ourselves. Before that, Abraham was trying to help God doing things. But during fifth stage, he knew that God knows him better than he knew himself. He just let God do everything for him. And that happened when he was tested with Isaac. When God asked him to sacrifice his own son. He didn't think. Let's go through those verses. Book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 1 till 18. So now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, all these things, tested with Lot, wealth, leaving his father, leaving his place. After all those things, finally God tested him for the fifth stage. And now it came to pass that these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Now, just imagine. God just gave him the one son who is going to be the descendant, who is going to be the owner, or his descendants are going to be the owner of the land. God just showed him the whole plan, and now God asked him, go and sacrifice your son. And there's a really interesting chronological order, or there's a really interesting time frame in between that when God asked him, the very next morning, Abraham rose up and prepared. He didn't think about that. He didn't sat for 1 week and prayed in front of God that God showed me the whole plan. Why you are doing this? You just gave me the son and now you are asking me to offer it. He just rose right next day and he took his son, two men, and the wood for burnt offering and started to go on that way where God is going to show the mountain. And the fourth verse, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. So that place was not close enough. It was on a really long walk. Just imagine Abraham walking with Isaac, and just Abraham know that he's going to sacrifice his son, and he's not telling him the whole story. Even Abraham asked him, if we go through later in the verses, Isaac asked Abraham, that we do have everything. We do have the wood. we are going to sacrifice, but we don't have the lamb to sacrifice it. Just imagine what was going in Abraham's mind. But at this time, Abraham was way too much closer to God. He knew that God knows better than him knowing himself. He do have a provision for that. So in verse 4, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey and lad, and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said in verse 8, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Just imagine, even if you can look into the eyes of your kids, are you willing to sacrifice them? And the God asked the same thing to Abraham. He didn't think anything. He just went up. He went for a 3-day walk. He was walking beside his son. And he was ready to sacrifice his son. And his son had no idea that what is going to happen. And still, Abraham had a trust in God that God will provide the lamb. And that was the fifth stage he was walking in. That was the fifth stage of him knowing God, that God knows him better than himself. And that actually happened. After verse 9, then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. So just imagine, his knife was in his hand. He was about to sacrifice his son. His son was laying down, and it is not mentioned over there that his eyes were blind as well, or blinded as well, or was closed. So he was looking into his son's eyes. He was about to kill him, and then the angel called, according to his belief, that and Abraham said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Isaac just laid down there. He followed his father's instruction. And Abraham had a really good faith. The same situation actually happened in the New Testament, where Jesus Christ was similar to Isaac. He laid down, he handed over everything in Father's hand, but the Father's plan was for him to die for our sins. That knife was on his neck or on his chest. It was stopped for Isaac, but it was not stopped for our Jesus Christ. And that was the faith, because Jesus Christ was already in the fifth stage of knowing God, his Father. He let everything happen to him. Even in the last prayer, he said that it should happen according to your will. That not mine, but thy will should happen. And that was the fifth stage. And Abraham knew that God knew him better than himself. He handed over everything. And in the verse 15, it is said, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendant as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is of the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. That was the blessing of the fifth stage of handing everything to God. So far, we went through all those five stages. And during that fifth stage, actually, Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh, or the Lord will provide. because he provided. And he knew that God will provide that in future as well. So he entered that fifth stage. The first stage was him just knowing the name of the God when he was called out. The second stage was when he just had one conversation with God, where God called him out and told him that I will give you this land. The third stage, where he started to know how God actually thinks. He started to make some of the right decision, but he still fell in the fourth stage. Because fourth stage is one of the difficult one. Because he started to share personal challenges. He told God that, God, okay, I am with your plan, but I don't have any son. He started to make a friendship where there's a conversation back and forth. It's not just a one-way conversation. And the fifth stage, when he entered, he knew that God actually knew him better than that. And most of us actually went through all those stages, especially when we don't know what is going to happen in our life. We try to understand how the future is going to be, even though we don't have any idea. And we need to ask ourselves the question that, okay, in which stage as a believer we are stuck in? Are we in the first stage where we just know God, his name, we are just going to the church every Sunday and that's it? Or we are in the second stage where we read the Bible, we do have a couple of conversation with God, and that's it for the week? Or we are in the third stage with God that he know us a little bit better. We know how God thinks. We know what are the right things to do, but we still do the wrong things. Or we are in the fourth stage where we do have a history with God. We believed in God a long time ago, but we are stuck in the fourth stage. We don't want to rely completely on God as in the fifth stage. Because most of the people, they come to the fourth stage and they started to go back. We need to ask ourselves the question, which stage we are stuck in, with the friendship or in the friendship with God? Are we going back? Are we moving forward to the fifth stage where we are relying completely onto the God as Abraham did or as Jesus Christ did? Or are we trying to become a father of Ishmael? Or are we trying to become a father of Isaac? Because Ishmael was not in the plan. It was us trying to help God. Even God do have a plan. And that was not according to the will. Or we are trying to be a father of Isaac, which was according to the plan, divine God's plan. We really need to ask ourselves, are we giving the steering wheel of our life in the God's hands or not? Are we trying to go into the fifth stage, or are we trying to stay in the fifth stage of friendship with God or not? So at the end, it is our actually nature that we want to control everything in our life. Even it can be a decision for a job, it can be a decision for studies, it can be a decision for family, it can be a decision for relative. We try to get everything in our control, and that is our human nature, but we need to know that we need to fully rely on God as Abraham did. We need to hand him over the whole control of our life, because our God is greater than all the things, as mentioned in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. It is written, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And that Abraham knew at that time when he was walking right beside his son and when he was about to sacrifice his son. Because we all are important. There's a really good example. So during 1962 was a really great year for aerospace industry. Now, America and NASA, they were trying to send people to the moon. They were building the space shuttle mission. They were working on that one. And one day, John F. Kennedy, everyone knows his name. He was a president. He got killed. I don't know his personal history, how he was as a believer. But John F. Kennedy visited NASA Dryden Center, which was working on that. And he was walking around with all the security guards and stuff. He was meeting all the higher-ups, meeting with the managers, and asking around how the project is going on. And there was one janitor. He was just cleaning NASA Center. And John F. Kennedy went to him and asked him, "What do you do?" And do you know what the answer of that janitor was? He said that, "I'm helping put a man on the moon, Mr. President." Even though he was just a janitor. And that's the same scenario with us. We can be really small in the kingdom of God. We can be just a cleaner in the church. We can just be a snow removal person in the church. Or we can just be a piano player. Or we can just be a preacher. Or we can just be a attender in the assembly. But we all are helping put the man in the heaven, not on the moon. Because God's plan is greater than NASA's plan. NASA was just limited to the moon. But God's plan is to put every person in heaven. NASA put maybe six people in the moon, or in total there was maybe 6 or 12. I don't remember exactly how many people actually went to the moon so far. But in heaven, our God, our greater God, wants to put all the people, those who believed in him, those who work according to his calling, to put in heaven, which is higher than the moon. So even though Abraham was a small part, he was one of the greatest asset in the God's divine plan, and it's the same for us as well. We just need to completely rely on him, because that whole plan happened only when Abraham surrendered himself into God's hands. He surrendered himself and his son Isaac as well. Because there was a sticker. I went to one conference and they were handing out one sticker to every person. And the sticker was really interesting. I still do have that in my another Bible. That every one of us is a unique, unrepeatable miracle of God. Because God saved us, every one of us, differently. And every one of us is a unique, unrepeatable miracle of God. As same as Abraham. So as much as Abraham was important to God, we are as well. We need to stay in the fifth stage of friendship with God, because he is the one who created us. He is the one who is carrying us over. And he knows us better than ourselves. And let us let's go into prayer to close this meeting. And then we will sing one small hymn. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this knowledge and giving us this chance to understand your words. Heavenly Father, I pray that you open our minds so that we can receive the words, receive the blessing, and receive the grace you want to show us, so that we can surrender ourselves into your hands, because you know us better than ourselves. Because you are the one who is greater than all the things present in the world. You are the one who is the creator of this world, and you are the one who made us in a dangerous way, in an amazing way, under the depth of the world, because you know us before the creation of the world. Heavenly Father, we hand you over everything. As we go back home, our mind should understand that how amazing your love was, or is as well, because you gave your only begotten Son for us. He sacrificed himself to show us how the fifth stage of friendship with you looks like. Because you have more divine plans than us. Your plans are much better than ours, Heavenly Father. Give us a blessing to understand this. Give us a blessings or capability so that we can hand you over everything. I hand you over all the souls, those who are present over here. And as we go back home, we can praise your name and come back here over again. I hand over everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.